We are Yonkers.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Salute, dear listener. This is me, Jacob Gradowski, your host as always here on CJSF 9.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain. We're on Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, and we're on the stolen and unceded ancestral territories of the Coast Salish peoples, which includes the Skohomish, the Musqueam, the Kwikwetlem, and the Tsleil-Waututh. We're also online at cjsf.ca, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, and YouTube.
Hello and welcome to CJSF 9.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby. This is me, Jib Gradowski, your host as always, here on The Art Show, which is being recorded in the downtown east side on unceded territory of the Coast Salish peoples, which include the Musqueam, the Skohomish, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Stolo. And we have some fun stuff to talk about today. Our main feature for the afternoon will be a reprise? Yes, that's the word. Reprise of my interview with copyright Linda Fox. We'll be bringing that back as a them and Underpass, a wonderful band from here and San Diego, because dualies, and along with a choreographer. But we'll learn more about that shortly. But for now, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more here on CJSF 90.1 FM, The Arts Show, with me, Jacob Gradowski.
Are you interested in radio, community-based media? You can join CJSF 90.1. We're a volunteer-run community radio station, and we always have space for new volunteers to become programmers, review music, edit audio, and so much more. All the training is provided, and anyone can join. To volunteer, email our volunteer coordinator, Noel, at vol_4_cjsf@sfu.ca. Again, that's vol_4_cjsf@sfu.ca. Or you can visit our website, cjsf.ca. It's CJSF 90.1. Diverse, independent, and yours.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Jambalaya, your new unpredictable music mix that's always delicious. Hear the freshest new releases from all genres, any day of the week. Go to cjsf.ca for our schedule and the latest Jambalaya.
Well, hey there, welcome back. So we had, by we I mean CJSF, did a lovely little showcase over the last few weeks in partnership with Cushy Entertainment and Reggae Arts Say and a few other fine, fantastic organizations about town. And, well, one of my favorite artists in Vancouver, Tanya Aganaba, played. And, well, I didn't quite catch it because I was a bit busy at the moment. But we're going to share in, we're going to do it together. We're going to listen up and catch up with what happened and what, musically speaking, went down with Tanya and some of the other folks at that afternoon or evening, depending on your time zone, I guess. Anyways, doesn't matter. Anyways, we're going to check out a couple tunes from said artists. You can see all the videos on CJSF's YouTube page. And enjoy at your leisure. But for now, we're going to check out some Tanya. Check it out. This song is Afro Science.
All futures rely on it, science. Believe me. I know.
it's borrowed life before, and it's floating out of open doors and windows. I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready to come back into you. I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready to come back. Can you feel me? I never thought that I could learn from it, turn from it, give it the comfort to his shoulder that it's empty. Yeah, I might give up on that pipe dream. Ooh, 'cause complexity and all I thought it would be. Yeah, I swear that this just might be the golden opportunity to become who I wanna be, who I wanna be, who I got to be. In order to be real free, ooh, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready to come back in. Oh, I'm ready. Decided that we're divided. Is there a hope in hell? Don't tell me, time will tell. I don't got it. This is our future. This is our inheritance. This evolution, escaping from that ignorance. A complicated dance, I know. But what then when you're looking for the soul, 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 the deeper that you go, go.
Thank you very much. My name is Tanya Aganaba. It's been a pleasure to perform for you. I wish you well. I hope you're all safe and being kept in good health.
Hi, I'm Sad China, and I am an immigrant, non-binary settler on stolen lands belonging to the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. And the next song I'm going to sing is the first single I ever put out. It's on SoundCloud and Bandcamp. It's called Can You Understand Me? It's also a bilingual song that I wrote, and I co-produced it. Supposed to do. you see me? Or do you just see me as a piece of meat? I am sick of being fetishized. My brain lies to me. My mind lies to me. I don't even know who you are. Nikkei no woman. Nikkei no woman.
Welcome back. You just heard Sunny Shen with Can You Understand Me? And before that was Tanya Aganaba with Afro Science. So that was just a pair of the cuts of the tracks of the six artists that we had, CJSF, had for the Downtown East Side or the East Side Musical Showcase. So you can go check that out on YouTube if you want to hear the whole concert and the commentary and the chatting and the talking and everything that happened those evenings. So check it out. Again, CJSF is on YouTube. We are mostly radio, but we do also do some visual. You can also see Studio 6 interviews there and performances when we used to have people up on the mountain. And yeah, I can't wait to get back up the mountain one day and record in our new studio when we finally figure out our move into the sub at SFU. That'll be exciting. We got to break in a new building, start putting stickers all over the gosh dang place. It's gonna be wild. There's quite the thrill to moving and settling in a new space. Like, my home is a room, and it was basically just a great big canvas for all my stuff, which is a lot of stuff, a lot of things on my walls. And yeah, it's really exciting to develop your home and your house into a home. So I don't know. Maybe you're doing that right now. Maybe you're thinking about that right now. Maybe you've got a friend doing that right now. The home is an interesting place. And I'm really happy that you've let me into your home via the magic of radio. So, with that in mind, we're going to check out some music from Underpass. And they'll be joining copyright Linda Fox for a special secret show at 1120 Georgia. At Liquidation World, where you can go buy a bunch of art if you like right now. We've got a few more days for that operation. But you can go there tonight at 8 p.m. and see copyright Linda Fox in Underpass do a performance via the magic of radio and your very own eyes. So bring a buddy, maybe with a car. I don't know if Dave's going to have their jumper cables this time. Probably will. Sounds like an alright dude. Sounds like he's know what he's doing. It's going to be a fun time. Also, Olga of the Artistic Variety, who I'm looking at their lovely poster for Music Waste 2016 here. Been looking at it the whole time. They're back in town. They have a lovely new exhibition as well at Art Liquidation's place. Again, at 1120 East Georgia. So go check that out if you're bumming around town looking for something to do. With that in mind, anyways, I'm gonna go play some music from Underpass. Enjoy. Thank you. Yo, welcome back. That was my favorite Underpass track. That is off their first cassette in 2014. That was Anything. Love that one. If you check them out, Physical World's a little more different. A little more different, but it's still good, and I think you'll enjoy it. And you have the opportunity to go see it tonight. That is at 8 p.m. at 11:20 East Georgia. To see that alongside Copyright Linda Fox. And hey, guess what? It's interview time. A few months ago, Copyright Linda Fox did a similar show with us. And, Dave's back with more. So we're going to refresh our memory on a little bit of what Copyright Linda Fox is all about. So with that, tune into this and we'll see if we have any more time for anything else. There's some fun conversations about parasites, biology, technology, 3D, and some lovely music intermittently involved with the thing. So yeah, check it out. And in case there's no more time for anything from me, because this is a long one, this has been me, Jake Gradowski, and we'll see you next time. This is me, Jim Gradowski, for CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby on the unceded lands of the Coast Salish peoples, which include the Tsleil-Waututh, the Squamish, the Musqueam, Tlalit, Stolo, and possibly more. And today, I am joined by Copyright Linda Fox. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. I haven't done an interview in a while, and so I feel like this one would be a fun one. And you've got some cool stuff lined up for the musical world as well as CJSF. So let's get into it. Music, meditation, mitosis. When the semi-autonomous rhythms of the drum machine create a symbiotic relationship with poetry, synthesizers, saxophone, and many other factors, including a dog named Rocky and a former music director of CJSF, the enlightened state of Copyright Linda Fox emerges through the vibrations of the particles in the air around us. All of this, and possibly more, are hitting the airwaves on CJSF from somewhere in Burnaby this Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Welcome to the Art Show. I'm really stoked to get back into interviewing. I feel like my painting program is kind of run out of steam, so I'm really happy to have you on the show. And before we start digging into our examination of your music, I'd like to throw it to you to have an opportunity to use this moment to say anything about yourself that listeners would like to know or whatever else is on your mind. So have at it.
Sure. Okay. Well, that's a big thank you. That was an excellent introduction.
Thank you.
I think that bringing in all the my interest in symbiosis and transhumanism is a nice gave me a little bit of an entry point to this big blank slate that could be really ominous. But also, you introduced my best friend and dog named Rocky, who's he's kind of filled a big void for me in these recent times, and because I'm sort of a symbiotic artist, I feel like I'm always making things in relation to people and communities and like scenes. But with all that stuff taken away, I'm kind of left just with my dog in the basement. And so what am I going to talk about? I guess over this last little stretch, I've been working on a bunch of new things that I think are really exciting to me. But then I have these moments where I'm like, oh, the only people I've only ever shared these new things with my dog, Rocky. And so it's been a totally new type of creative process. So I'm super excited about this collaboration with CJSF on Sunday at 8 p.m. because it's kind of like forcing a dynamic from the old world of actually performing sound and body in the same place at the same time with other people around, forcing that into this new context and not relying on the weird unknown corporate digital technologies like Zoom and the rest, going back to the nice analog warmth of FM radio.
Radio's where it's at. It's if you have the power and you're high enough in the air, you can talk to a lot of people.
But yeah, I was always thinking, it's like, what if dogs could talk? I wonder what Rocky would say.
He's had a lot of weird stimulus fed into his brain in the last year, I'd say. So you have a dissertation for you.
Well, maybe one day we'll get to the point that we have technology to transduce dog thoughts into something we can understand more than cute facial expressions.
Well, it could be that Elon Musk is working on it right now with Neuralink, you know, all these brain-computer interfaces that are trying to turn thoughts and memories and experiences into pure code so that you can translate them unmediated to another brain.
I feel like this is something like that Dreamcast game Acid or something tried to emulate, but I feel like we could talk for a while about that. But we will, actually, a little bit later on, so we'll get there. Copyright Linda Fox, thank you so much for that introduction and the sweet sounds. Sorry, that's the sweet recognition of Rocky the dog. Mm-hmm. So let's look into your music a little bit here. So I'll talk about my experience here. Like when I first heard your music in 2019, August 18th at 333. I know it's because I took some photos. So thank you to my photographic digital memory there. I saw fog. I saw lights. I heard saxophone, voice modulations, and lyrics of someone who's done a lot of digging into how and why things are and the nature of possibility. Does that sound like you?
It sounds like a flattering reflection of me, for sure.
Sorry, I lost my thought there. How would you describe your performances beyond my short description there?
Ooh, describe my performances. It's been so long since I did one. But, well, I think they've kind of like gone through all these different modes where I started out thinking of Linda in this kind of my performances in this kind of parasitic way where I was, because my background, a lot of it comes from maybe visual arts, a bit of performance art stuff. So I would often try and think about how I could sneak some pop music into a more like academic or like fine arts context, you know what I mean? Where like sometimes I would feel like I was in this context where all I really wanted to do was make a pop song, but I had to shroud it in some theory or some kind of like contemporary aesthetic. And so sometimes I feel like Linda Fox emerged as this kind of way of sneaking pop music into like a contemporary art show or like a performance thing. And then it was kind of like, as parasites often do, it took over the host's body. And then all of a sudden, down the line, I was kind of a pop musician sneaking in contemporary art aesthetics or academic kind of theory, which is sort of how you described your encounter with me, I'd say, right?
Mm-hmm. I feel like people underestimate how much work goes into writing a good pop song because people think it just sounds super simple, like, you know, four to the floor, have a hook somewhere, a chorus, whatever. It's so much more than that, it seems. So to combine the difficulty of writing a good pop song and blending it with like more academic ideas, it sounds pretty admirable and difficult. So hats off to you.
Thank you. I don't know how well it's working, but I agree with you that people do take for granted how hard it is to write a good pop song. But I guess there's also this weird thing where like pop music now, it's like, of course, it's like an industry. So it's like teams of people who are totally unrecognized in the shadows are just doing their job in the same way that like Amazon employees are just doing their job. But then they're actually like churning out these pop songs and then like people take them and perform them. Mm-hmm. I think that's how it works. But then, so I think that has maybe made people a bit jaded about pop music because it gets churned out like a product, like factory-made product, but then there's a lot of... So I think pop music is always a little bit anti-pop, and then it becomes pop down the line, gets absorbed.
Mm-hmm. Pop, I mean, like pop can pull from a lot of like, more experimental ideas. Like, there's experimental pop out there, much like yourself, in the mainstream and in the underground, or as what I call the slipstream, where it's not quite underground, not quite mainstream. But yeah, like pop music, it's come a long way from teeny boppers. Speaking of teeny boppers, your musical presence kind of started when you were 13 in a band called Spoof. You played keys in a 5-piece where you all were eating a skateboard on your CD. And you said in a brief interview that this experience of that stuff, you're like, you were in a music competition and you said this experience on the industry and gaming with, quote, fads of the optimal precision. How does this mindset kind of continue on into your music?
Well, it's a yeah, that experience for me was funny because I had not really any musical training. I had just started playing piano. My uncle was a piano teacher. My namesake, David. So I was learning piano, and then my friends had this band going, and I said, "Hey, I play the keyboard. I could play the keyboard," which was not totally true.
Fake it till you make it.
That was my first lesson. It was a fake it till you make it lesson at 13, and then I got in there, as I joined the band, it was like just after they'd won this competition to